The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Cripps had 29, 6 tackles, 8 clearances and 8 inside 50s, if you don't mind. Akers, 28. Hewitt, 23. Newman, 21. Kennedy had 21. I thought Weeding was probably nearly their best player. He absolutely towed up Tommy Hawkins. Not often we say that, but Tommy Hawkins had a down night. Weeding had 19 possessions while keeping Tom Hawkins to just one behind and 3 kicks for the afternoon. He was nearly best of field. Pittenett had the better of Stanley in the ruck. He had 19 touches, 11 clearances, Pittenett. Out of the middle, that's extraordinary for a ruckman. Charlie Curnow, the other danger man, 3-2. He kicked from 10 kicks. I thought Colin Jasny actually did pretty well on him to limit him to 3 goals. Yep. Charlie Curnow, a star of the competition. But in the end, the Cats were able to win despite the fact that they had 21 less inside 50s than the opposition.
Thank you, Benny. Good work by you, Kurz Hire, your local hire company since 1982. The Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That is Steamatic. And Nealty has handed his Steamatic standout to a man who had 26 disposals, 17 of those effective, and kicked a goal as well. 507 metres gained, which I think is number one for the Cats again. And that is Max Holmes taking out the Steamatic standout. Of course, Australia's leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management services. Benny, the Hamlin Hanger or the goal of the day? Which one are you going first?
We might start with the marking.
Let's start with that Hamlin Hanger. And, of course, Hamlin Homes at New Bannockburn Display Home is now open.
So there are a few high-flying efforts.
Stengel, centering ball. Watts Cameron got the set. Had the set, Hamlin Hanger contender. Top of the square, Jeremy Cameron.
He did have to sit there. It was a really good kick from Stengel, just perfectly weighted. He sat it on the head of the opposition and allowed Cameron just to get a run at it, and he had his name written all over. There's a few other good efforts there early from Guthrie, one from Dangerfield as well. Jack Bowes took a nice mark as well. So there were a few good efforts from the Cats in terms of their aerial work.
Absolutely. Marcel Behrens for Geelong Regional Football capturing some great stuff that we'll be displaying on our socials over the next 24 to 48 hours. The goal of the day, Benny, can you announce that for us?
Our goal of the day, Kingy, was the man who doesn't kick too many. I might have to get to the stat sheet there. He's kicked just 3 this year, and 21 is in his career across 104 games. And the man who's joined the Cats last year from the Gold Coast Suns was Jack Bowes.
Goal of the day.
The great roving Bowes. Bowes front of the pack. Bowes with the goal of the night to put the Blues to bed. They might not have turned off the light. They put them to bed.
They left the door open and then there was noise in the kitchen.
They went out to see what was going on.
And the kids got up just to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And luckily that... Anyway, it's getting late.
I left here and it was 33 points. I got downstairs and it was, what was it, 10 or something?
Got to 8.
8, yeah. Ridiculous.
Got to 8. Blake 8.
It got to 8 with... with like
a 3.5 to play.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was 30 seconds left. There was actually plenty of time.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. All our audio will be available very shortly at krock.com.au. Just check out our listen section in the KROCK Football drop down tab. All the quarter highlights, interviews, including great chat with Zach Tui after the game. He's a great interview subject. Yeah. He always seems very engaged.
Yeah, absolutely. He loves it. Yeah.
Doing the media. So it was great to have a chat to him. You can also check it out at Spotify as well. So make sure you jump on the Spotify.
We're everywhere.
Search KROCK Football. For us, tomorrow, krockfootball.live. Make sure you've got your smart device as you come to the Snake Pit for the Spirit of the Anzac clash between Lara and Grovedale.
Should be a good game.
The Cats and the Tigers out at the Snake Pit. AFL-wise, Benny, I hope you survive Warrnambool this week.
Yes, I'm sure I will, Kingy.
Big day, 3 days. Well, it starts tomorrow, though.
It does start tomorrow, yes. We've got a big day
tomorrow.
Head down
to the pool and look after yourself. Look forward to talking to you. We might Zoom a little bit of a Cat Attack podcast, maybe just an abridged version at some stage during the week.
Yeah, we can do that between races 4 and 5.
Well, that'll give us 20 minutes. Yes. A lot of time. Looking forward to that, Benny. That should be a lot of fun. Thanks to Kurz Hire, Jared and all the team. 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. But we're back here 6 o'clock next Saturday night for Melbourne and Geelong. That should be an absolute cracker as the Cats look to go 8-0 for the first time since 2011. Thank you to all the team. Thank you to Sarah back at KROCK HQ. Under a bit of pressure tonight, Perds, but she's handled it with aplomb. and will be better for the run is the best way to describe it. Fantastic work by you, Perds. Thank you to Laurie Hill, who's somewhere back in Geelong, but providing plenty of moral support. We'll see Loz here next Saturday night. To Davey Collins, very happy with himself. Tipped the Cats by 12 and they won by 13, so he is up and about.
Very happy.
Well done, Davey. Nieldy is overwatching his beloved daughter playing with the West Coast Fever in the Super Netball against the Melbourne Mavericks. I've just had some feedback as a gift.
It is. And my, how to unwrap as a key.
My 8-year-old daughter.
Yep.
The Mavericks have the cringiest mascot ever. They have a unicorn mascot named Goose.
Wow.
This is for my 8-year-old. She delivers feedback like no other 8-year-old.
I love it.
It's pointed.
I love it.
Jason Doherty, you and I will be together again tomorrow.
Yes, see you shortly. Yes. Can't wait. No, I can't wait. And how long do the security guards stay here at the MCG? Sure. They're still on the ground.
Oh, by the way, you're on van set up tomorrow.
Can't wait. Can't wait. 10-1. Fantastic. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Benny?
Yes, thank you, Linesman, and thank you, Ball Boys.
What a cracking night in front of the biggest home crowd the Cats have ever played in front of, 87,775. The Cats held off a couple of Carlton challenges to win by 13 points and stay unbeaten on top of the AFL ladder, 7-0.
Round the grounds, Stu Kingy, 3-3-20 on the Dockers. The Bulldogs are 1-2-8, 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
For APCO service stations, win 5K to spend your way at APCO now. You heard tonight's game on
K-Rock Football!
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.